several places on the Great Lakes. I mean, different bases and stuff like that. They kept on shipping me around. And then I went to Duluth, Minnesota, where they were building a ship. That ship right there. It was a Coast Guard cutter and an icebreaker.
Uh-huh.
And it had a boom on it. I don't know if you can see a boom up here.
Yeah, right.
Well, this boom would sometimes see the deck, and they had these, were pontoons.
Uh-huh.
And you could hook them together. Because when we went to Greenland, I mean right up into Greenland. I stayed there for so long, 2 years and something.
Wow.
In Greenland. And the, I caught the ship at Duluth, Minnesota anyways, and I took it out of the Great Lakes. I mean, I didn't take it, but I was on the ship and took it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we went from Duluth, Minnesota, where we picked up the ship. Matter of fact, they sent an officer down, because when we first took it out, the ice was about this thick. And we couldn't, we had a guy, an officer that come down, he had familiarity with that stuff. So he was going to take a picture of us breaking ice. Like, he was standing over there, and we'd come flying down and try to break right up to him, almost, which is not too smart. But he wanted to do it, because he took a, made a movie of it.
Oh, really?
And the ice was 3 foot thick. But that was pretty good icebreakers.
Did they have something on the front of the ship? Like a metal?
They did a bulbous bow.
Okay.
It comes, it's a tapered, brow, it's tapered.
Right.
And it comes right down until it widens out. And you'd go right up into it, and you stay in there until you kind of couldn't go anymore. Because it was piling up on you, then you'd back up and go down again. We didn't expect this at all. All of a sudden, when they sent us out there, it was like Lake Ontario, not Lake Ontario, Lake Huron. Well, we started right up at the top, like the little Duluth, Minnesota. And we come all the ways down the Great Lakes, and then we worked around the Great Lakes for a while, running back and forth to different places and picking up stuff and getting used to the thing. And we didn't have any ammunition on now. The war started when we was on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And okay. We went from Duluth, Minnesota, where I come right out. And we broke ice out as far as they could, so the freighters could have, but they had freighters with big as anything, you know, used to iron ore. To Duluth, Minnesota, they pick it up there and they come down the Great Lakes and go out into the Ford factory there. There was one right on the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
But there was, It took us a long time to get out of the Great Lakes, because we were patrolling back and forth until they got rid of all the ice, and then they, when the